You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Let's talk about how to come alive again by re-engaging with your passions.
Today's episode is sponsored by Ivy Elite Training. Are you looking for online professional workplace training to improve your knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness? Then visit www.ivyelitetraining.com.
Sometimes life can feel a little bit like you're just trying to survive. When you're done with work every day, feeling tired and listless, only to lie on the couch, and if you're constantly stressed and aggravated while you're at work, then what is it that you're living for? The problem is rest. Many of us work so that we can get rest. But then, when we do get a chance to rest, we don't feel very rewarded because ultimately, rest normally means just staring at the TV on the couch. That's hardly rewarding. So what do you do instead? How do you make yourself come alive again? Simple. You re-engage with your passions. All of us have dreams and passions. At some point, these dreams and ambitions are what put you on the path you're on now. Perhaps your aim was to work at that job just long enough to earn enough money you need to fund your dream. Or perhaps you're working because you found a partner you loved and you're willing to postpone your ambitions for them. And neither of these attitudes are wrong. But if you've lost sight of why you started putting in the time and the work in the first place, then something has gone wrong. If you've lost a reason to work, then you'll just be listless and cruising through life. So what do? You reignite those passions and you chase after them again. Ask yourself, why is it that you do what you do? Where do you see yourself in the future? What are your beliefs and your values? What were the things that gave you direction when you were a teenager? And how can you get yourself back on track? The problem is, many of us feel that our passions are silly or maybe even childish, or that they're irresponsible. Thus, we end up burying them for more of what society considers responsible and respectable aims. Let's just say, like being a manager of a company. But who said that being a manager is more important or more respectable than being an activist or an artist? The point is, you don't have to give up your job responsibilities. You just have to keep the burning passion alive so that you're pursuing it when you can. When you do this and you remember the why, then life will always have meaning and direction again. Stay safe and be well.